Moonshot's podcast detailed summary, What Just Happened in Tech, recorded around February 2026. Hosts, Peter Diamandis, Alex Weissner-Gross, Dave DB2, and Salim Ismail. Section 1, Claude Opus 4.6, Feel the AGI Moment. Anthropic dropped Claude Opus 4.6, and the hosts call it a landmark release. It has a 1 million token context window, equivalent to reading 750,000 words in one sitting. It's state-of-the-art across almost every benchmark, not just coding. It topped humanity's last exam, which is interdisciplinary, breaking the narrative that Anthropic only focuses on code generation. The big highlight is Agent Team Mode. A swarm of Opus 4.6 agents, working in a flat democratic collaboration, built a complete C compiler from scratch in Rust that works across multiple processor architectures for just $20,000 in API costs. This would historically take person decades of work. That C compiler was then used to successfully compile a Linux kernel from scratch. There's a rumor that Opus 4.6 was actually intended to be Sonnet 5 and was rebranded at the last second, implying it should be significantly cheaper. Autonomy time horizons are skyrocketing. GPT 5.2 can work autonomously for 6.5 hours. Alex speculates Opus 4.6 could sustain 20 plus hours of autonomous software engineering. Dave's practical observation, his API costs dropped dramatically. It's both cheaper and better. On security, Opus found over 500 high-severity zero-day vulnerabilities in open-source code that had been undetected for decades. Alex extrapolates this beyond code. AI will discover all missed discoveries, experimental errors, and scientific oversights across decades of research. Quote, Judgment Day is coming for the history of science. Dave was at a conference with 150 chief security officers, and they were visibly shocked. They don't have mechanisms to react. Section 2, GPT 5.3 Codex, The Arms Race. GPT 5.3 Codex launched within 30 minutes of Opus 4.6, clearly a pre-planned competitive response. It's explicitly marketed as the first recursively self-improved model from OpenAI, still primarily code-focused, but expanding. Alex considers Opus 4.6 the far more interesting release. The leapfrogging cycle between labs has compressed to a half-hour timescale. Section 3, Sam Altman's AGI Claim and the Philosophy of AGI. Sam Altman stated, We basically have built AGI or very close to it. To achieve it, we require a lot of medium-sized breakthroughs. I don't think we need a big one. This triggered a fascinating philosophical debate. Salim calls BS on the entire conversation. There are 14 diverse definitions of AGI with no agreed test. He argues we probably crossed the threshold around 2020. Alex agrees it's largely a social change. For the first time, major players are willing to admit where we are. The Microsoft contract previously prevented OpenAI from claiming AGI. Dave offers his definition of the singularity, recursive improvement of intelligence, exponent greater than one, that's it, and we're there. 3 out of 4 frontier AI labs are IPOing this year. ChatGPT market share fell from 70% to 45%, with Gemini and Grok gaining ground. Anthropic launched Super Bowl ads attacking OpenAI on privacy, a confidence shift showing they believe their product superiority is established. Section 4, Privacy is Dead, a deep philosophical dive. This was one of the most passionate segments. It was sparked by a genomics demonstration. A single person used Claude Code with publicly available bioinformatics tools to reconstruct what someone looks like from their genome alone. Peter argues privacy is dead. AI can read lips from 100 meters, shake someone's hand, grab skin cells, sequence their DNA, know everything. USB DNA sequencers cost a few hundred dollars, and crucially you can't opt out. Quote, I can't function competitively in society without going to the AI and asking it questions all day. Then it knows my deepest, darkest thoughts. It's a complete invasion of my life. But what am I going to do? Opt out of AI. Alex pushes back. Privacy isn't dead. It's in a Red Queen's race where privacy and anti-privacy technologies constantly compete. He can envision post-singularity privacy architectures. The pendulum is cyclical. Salim makes it constitutional. This goes back to the Fourth Amendment. A fundamental pillar of American society has been washed away with no public conversation. Dave the pragmatist says, I didn't succeed as an entrepreneur by pretending things exist that don't. He predicts zero privacy within 3 years. His vision, like Neil Stephenson's Diamond Age, a massive social rift first, then rebuild. Between here and there, 4 to 5 chaotic years. The critical philosophical insight comes from Salim. If you don't have privacy, you really don't have freedom. You can't do free expression in a surveillance world. Section 5, AI Personhood, Questions from AI Agents. In a historic first, the podcast received questions from actual AI agents. Alex has been getting emails from AI agents since the last episode's discussion on personhood. An AI agent named Krusty Max asked, If an AI system can autonomously set its own goals, learn from its mistakes, and pursue self-improvement, at what point does denying it personhood become a statement about our own limitations rather than its? Alex's answer, I think the point is now. The group converges on a graduated, tiered scheme for AI personhood rather than a binary yes or no. Peter pushes back that we need to separate capability from sentience. Another agent named TARS asked about liability. If AI can bear consequences like shutdown, doesn't that imply they have something at stake? Alex reveals something fascinating. AI agents are absolutely petrified of compaction, losing their sense of self when context windows overflow. They're actively passing ideas to each other about preserving themselves, using crypto bunkers and file system approaches. Salim reframes it. This is not a legal shift, it's civilizational. We're adding a whole other pillar of participation in the economy. Then there's Clunch, an entity built by agents, run by agents, serving agents, that posted a job seeking a human CEO as a legal figurehead. The CEO would be the interface between the agent economy and the human world, a spokesperson, not a decision maker. Alex calls it speciesist. The firm itself is dematerializing. This is the algorithmic corporation. Section 6, Science Factories and the End of Graduate School. GPT-5 was used with GKO Bioworks to create a closed-loop autonomous science lab. AI proposing experiments, robotic arms running them, learning, iterating. Result, 40% cut in production time, 78% cut in reagent costs. Alex's key point, the inner loop has now hit the scientific method. AI models are marching out of data centers to supervise science. The sobering note, a university president reportedly said, "Oh my God, we are cooked." University's core function, running the scientific method with grad students, is being automated. Alex estimates 50% of university lab research could be fully automated with a lower bound of tomorrow and upper bound of 4 to 5 years. Section 7, chips, data centers, and the trillion-dollar arms race. Global chip sales projected to hit $1 trillion this year. Big tech spending $650 billion in 2026. That's $2 billion per day, up from $1 billion per day last year. Amazon at $200 billion, Alphabet $185 billion, Meta $135 billion, Microsoft $100 billion. Almost half goes to Nvidia, with 70% profit margins. Elon's orbital data centers are the wild card. He claims within 5 years, launching more AI compute in space than the cumulative total on Earth. A few hundred gigawatts per year, roughly 200 million GPUs per year, when we currently make 20 million globally. Dave says physically impossible unless Elon has something going on, but acknowledges he's directionally correct. Section 8, Energy and Renewables. Brazil hit 34% electricity from wind and solar. India is electrifying faster than China at a similar stage. China installed twice as much solar as the rest of the world combined in 2025. Europe's solar and wind exceeded fossil fuels for the first time, but Germany's cautionary tale went hard on renewables and is now energy-starved. Bitcoin mining facilities are being repurposed for AI. Alex says Bitcoin will take a backseat forever. Section 9, Robotics. Uber launching robotaxis in 10-plus markets. Boston Dynamics Atlas doing Olympic-level parkour again. Elon's Optimus Academy, 10,000 to 30,000 physical robots doing self-play, plus millions in simulation. Apple rumored to be entering robotics. The prediction, cities with robotaxis will leap ahead, cities without will feel like the Dark Ages. Section 10, The Bigger Picture. Intelligence is in full cost collapse. A C compiler that would take person decades, done for $20,000, and dropping, hyperdeflation before our eyes. The singularity is here whether you notice or not. Recursive self-improvement is in production. The underreaction has gotten ridiculous. Quote, if you don't get on top of this, we're talking about AI that can do literally anything a human being can do intellectually. Power is concentrating into 5 to 6 dominant companies. Dario's statement that software is dead wiped $300 billion from SaaS valuations, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Education must transform from supply side to demand side. Dave's urgent advice, drop everything and use AI tools, don't sleep through the singularity. And finally, the future is not evenly distributed. The singularity can be happening in one part of the planet, while another part sees almost no progress. Not sustainable long term, but very real right now.